Let us pray. O thou God of all the ages, by whose grace we are here, and in whose purpose we are to find meaning for our own lives and our existence here, grant to be thou very much present with us today in worship, not only to minister to the needs of our individual and private lives, but to minister also thy grace and truth to our community, and through us to the ends of the earth, wherever our lives shall go and wherever our influences shall reach. Accept our thanks, dear God, for the bounty of thy love, which we receive every day in more than generous gifts for life, for family, for friends, for clothing, for shelter, for food. For all that we hold dear and precious, we offer our earnest thanks. And we pray for thy Spirit to become thy spokesman in us at the deepest level of our being, so that we may truly exemplify the Christ life. And grant, dear God, to bless thy children everywhere. There are some in distant and difficult places who hold faith in Christ at great personal risk. There are others, our Father, who struggle against famine and storm and scourge of war and difficulties of many kinds. We pray for all of these. We pray especially at this season of the year for those of our fellowship who represent our denomination in mission fields of the earth. And we pray too for those who labor with them of other churches and persuasions, wherever thy name is truly worshiped, where Christ is truly Lord. Bless this chapel service today, that we may find in this simple, short time, and in these simple words, a deep and true worship. Bless our seminary community. Speak to the need of every one of us. Honor thyself in our seminary work and in our lives together as brothers and sisters in Christ. And let thy will be done through us for Jesus' sake. Amen. Halford E. Lecoq says, the fifth freedom is the freedom from the necessity of being a big shot. Anyone thus made free has no need to babysit a reputation. And this can have real meaning, I think, for us if we remember just how often and how strongly we are tempted ourselves to play God. Almost every experience of our lives presents us with the opportunity and the temptation to put on the God facade. Now, many experts in the field of personality and in the diagnosis of subconscious tell us that this weakness actually lies very deeply within all of us, at the center almost of our total selves. There are many factors that contribute to this, some of them probably peculiar to our own American scene. For example, freedom, whatever that is, universal education, a highly developed technology that relieves us of most hard labor, affluence that supplies all our physical needs, greatly increased leisure time, tremendous military might, which enhances our position of world leadership, etc., etc., etc. All of this is actually combined with some other things, including certainly some failures in our spiritual development, to produce in our time what we commonly know as the God is dead psychology or syndrome. And the end result is that the God-playing business is getting pretty hectic, and the field is actually quite crowded. Competition is certainly stiff, and frankly, I don't want to be God unless the chances are pretty good that I can come out at the head of the pack. Let's just take a quick look at some of the facts as they now stand and see for ourselves. Astronomers, astrophysicists, geologists, and other qualified people tell us that the Earth is probably one of the younger planets of the great universe. Currently, it is believed to be about 5 billion years old, still in diapers. For many millions of these years, maybe even billions, it has supported life. And at least for 175 million of these years, it has known humanoid life. So the Earth is truly a wonderful place. It has the right amounts of air, temperature, pressure, moisture, light, darkness, and other resources, much too numerous to mention. But this little planet Earth, to which we are bound, at least up till now, is only a speck of dust in a great cosmic dust storm. Our sun, for example, is the smallest of 200 million suns in our own galaxy, the Milky Way. And our galaxy is only one of 20 billion galaxies. And of course, this we've known for some time, but have only recently discovered that there are other whole systems of galaxies or nebulae, 7 billion light years away from the outermost galaxy in our own system. I suspect its discovery, that discovery has only begun. And there surely are other systems beyond these, and then others, and then others, and then others. These all somehow obey a law. And we don't know what the law is. I don't know what it is. But we see its effects. At least we see them well enough to predict their behavior to a degree, even in our finiteness. Now, where did all of this originate? What kind of intelligence organized it and spoke it into being? Well, let me give you the scriptural answer. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth forth his handiwork. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the universe, even from everlasting to everlasting thou art God. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high, and I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as day. The darkness and the light are both the same to thee. To make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the universe hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places the manifold wisdom of God might be known by the church according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Who hath measured the waters in his cupped up palm? Or who has meted out the heavens with the span of his hand? Or who has included all the dust of the earth in his measuring cup? Who hath weighed the mountains in his scales, or the hills in his balances? Behold, the nations are like a drop on the bottom of a well bucket, and are counted like the small dust on top of the scales. Behold, he taketh up islands like very little things. All nations before him are as nothing. They are counted to him less than nothing and just empty vanity. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants of it are grasshoppers. He stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain, and he spreads them out as a tent to dwell in. To whom will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare unto him? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God Jehovah, the creator of the ends of the universe, fainteth not, neither is weary, and there is no searching out of his understanding? He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather up the little lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom. And he shall gently lead those that are with young. You know, I believe this business of being God and telling him he can be or cannot be here and there and in history and out of history, and cannot invade this and cannot direct that, telling him when he can live and when he's dead, I believe that's just a little bit out of my reach. How about you? Let us stand and sing together hymn number 10. And now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless on the day of his great glory, to the only wise God, our Father, be dominion and power and grace, world without end, through Jesus Christ the Lord.